If your child could take a test to determine if he or she would be good at one sport instead of another, say soccer instead of long-distance running, would you let your child take that test? What if through the same test you could also find out if your child was more prone to concussions or possibly life-threatening heart problems? Well, 3 weeks ago, the American International Biotechnology Services Company in Virginia began selling such a test. They call it the Sports X Factor. And for $200 and a cheek swab for DNA, the test claims to help athletes, quote, maximize their performance and identify undiagnosed risk factors. Critics say it's a disturbing trend. Today, the FDA is meeting with the manufacturer as more and more of these kinds of genetic tests become available. Joining us on the line is Dr. Robert Green, Associate Director of the Harvard Partner Center for Personalized Genetic Medicine. And Dr. Green, were you surprised to hear about this kind of testing, and are you concerned about it?
Yes, I was very surprised to hear about this, and I'm quite concerned for the reasons that I think the FDA is concerned. There's a blurring of what might be called recreational genetics and health-related genetics in this kind of service, which I think is very disturbing. And I think there's a general issue here where people are getting genetic testing or offered the possibility of genetic testing where it is purported to mean something which it really doesn't mean.
What exactly does a test of this kind do? How does it work?
What this kind of test appears to do is look for variations in a person's genetic code that have been associated scientifically with certain traits. The tricky thing is that these associations are probably true. There are general associations between a particular variation in your genome and the ability for fast twitch muscles to do something or for your muscles to have more endurance. But these are very, very modest statistical associations, and they really don't translate to an individual. An individual's athletic ability is made up of so many things: training, growth, other genetic factors, inspiration, mental ability, coordination, things that none of this has anything to do with, that it's just a complete disservice to the consumer to say that this tells you anything meaningful about an individual's athletic ability.
Well, the manufacturer, though, is claiming that this gene can tell if your muscles are inclined to, fast muscle movements like in soccer or basketball, and that you could adjust training routines or possibly switch sports. It's not saying you could predict whether your kid's going to be the next Michael Jordan or not, but you're saying that from your reading of what they're using in these tests, it really can't even identify that?
That's what I'm saying. This is a disingenuous claim. And the notion that you can say anything about your child's base athletic ability from a couple of SNPs that have been associated with these variations is, I think, incorrect. And the notion that scientifically that you could make an adjustment of some kind and alter or channel your child's athletic ability has also not been proven.
Well, what about using the test to uncover a susceptibility for concussions or heart problems? Do the tests do that accurately, and is that worth knowing?
In terms of accuracy, we got to think about two different domains. The first domain is the laboratory correctly doing the test? And I did email the manufacturers of one of these tests, and they said that their test is done in a CLIA and CAP-approved laboratory, which doesn't guarantee, but does speak to the laboratory accuracy of the test. The second question is the interpretation meaningful? So if, for example, there's one set of these tests from one manufacturer has to do with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a fairly serious genetic disease, which is carried by at least one in 500 people. But the trouble is, learning that is only the first step. You may have a family history, which makes it much more likely that you develop this cardiomyopathy. You may not have a family history. You may have symptoms. You may be at different age groups. If this was really, really important for everyone to know, I think we would be doing it in newborn screening, or we would be doing it as a routine screening test in doctor's offices. And it's not appropriate to be giving, most people would say, in a direct-to-consumer context.
And I understand that this test might also uncover some things that parents might not be expecting to learn about their children, such as the Sports X Factor tests for a gene called APOE, which plays a role in Alzheimer's. So could we uncover things that parents might not necessarily want to know?
Well, that's exactly right. Do we really want to be telling a child that they have a variant that puts them at increased risk for Alzheimer's disease when they grow up? By general convention, geneticists do not disclose genetic risks to children when they are going to occur late in adult life. That's simply a behavior that geneticists consider appropriate at this point in time.
As we said, the FDA is meeting with the manufacturer of this genetic test today. What kind of oversight do you want to see with this? What should the FDA be doing about these direct-to-consumer genetic tests?
Right now, there is a huge debate going on as to how much oversight there should be for personal genomics companies and direct-to-consumer genetics companies. So the degree of insight hasn't really been decided yet. It's an area of open debate, and a lot of people are weighing in with opinions on one side or the other. Because direct-to-consumer companies vary from those that are trying very, very hard to represent information accurately and without hype to those that are somewhat intermediate and are kind of hyping information and allowing people to misunderstand it as though it's more important than it is. And then on the downside, outright fraudulent companies which may not even be analyzing the samples and are doing such silly things like can you pick a mate, nutrigenic services where, you know, you should eat one diet or another. So this kind of service appears to be somewhat intermediate, giving laboratory results which may be accurate, and they appear to be using genetic variations that have been shown to be associated with athletic features in the scientific literature. But what they are allowing people to believe, and actually may be proactively marketing, is that it makes a difference and that it is somehow going to be relevant to that child's athletic future ability. And I just think that that's preposterous and simply isn't true at all.
Dr. Robert Green is Associate Director of the Harvard Partner Center for Personalized Genetic Medicine. Thank you, Doctor.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We reached the manufacturer of the genetic test, the Sports X Factor, who had this to say in a statement. AI Biotech said they believe everyone has a right to their genetic information, and if people can use it to make informed decisions, they should have that option. The company also said experienced scientists had developed the scoring system and encouraged anyone who finds risk factors to contact their doctor.